Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille and Mindful Medicine
on Radio MD.
Using a more natural way to heal, naturopathic doctors will typically use holistic, proactive prevention to keep you living that healthy and balanced life. My guest is one of our favorites here at Radio MD, Dr. Holly Lucille. She's an acclaimed expert in the field of integrative medicine. So, Dr. Holly, what are some foods you absolutely would not leave the grocery store without? People want a list here, honey.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a list. I'm going to give you my list, okay? Because I have to tell you, Melanie, this whole food choice thing is a hot topic sometimes, and people get really heated about it. As a practitioner, I got to tell you, I really respect people's choices at the point in time when I see them. I can make recommendations for sure, but this whole thing, and you got to agree with me, I know you do, you know, people choose, they can get radicalized paleo, or they can get on the other side vegan. I just care. Do you know how many ways I've eaten in my lifetime, almost 50 years old? You can't count, I promise you. There's not a right diet for one person throughout their entire lifetime, anytime. I just believe that. But to your point, the things that I wouldn't leave the grocery store with, number one, any sort of greens, green veggies, kale, collards, anything with green. I'll tell you why. I think that nutrients, people say, oh, yeah, they're just, you get them in a bottle, right? There's a couple aisles in your health food store. No, you get them from food. And they are the fuel to your body, your biochemistry. And there's this list out there, Melanie. It's called the Andes list. Andes score stands for Aggregate Nutrient Density Index. And it's, hey, how much nutrient value per calorie of that food does that food have? And kale, king kale, is at the top at 1,000.
Rock on, love kale. Now, let me just stop you for a second, Dr. Holly. Kale, because we love it, I grow it. Does its nutrient density value change if, so, like, you dry it a bit? You know, I like to cook it in the oven on a cookie sheet for just about 5 minutes, and then we can eat two bunches of it. But does that change its nutrient value?
Sure. When you add heat when you add anything to a fresh vegetable, even time and space, you're going to start to degrade some of the nutrients. But this also happens. You know, people say, "Well, aren't when you add heat, doesn't it?" Decrease the nutrient value. But in order, honestly, to get through those plant cell walls, to get into the nutrients of the kale, you have to chew and chew and chew and chew, and that breaks it down as well. So honestly, heating a little bit does degrade the nutrients, but not to the point where you shouldn't do it. Kale chips are great. Homemade kale chips, I think, are the best because you can, you know, decrease the amount of stuff that goes in it, and they're tasty, and it's a great alternative to the other crunch that we don't want people to have on a regular basis.
Well, true, now, and I know that we can eat so much of it when it's made like that. And if I saute it or something, you know, maybe they'll eat it, but not quite nearly as much. Okay, keep going with the list.
All right, speaking of sauteing, the other thing that I would not leave the grocery store without is garlic. And now, I mean, it has so many medicinal properties. Antimicrobial. It basically is biocidal, in my opinion. It can kill pretty much anything. But the other thing I love about it, you know, people, when I'm working with them in my practice and I'm increasing their fiber and nutrient-dense foods, they're like, I hate vegetables. But you know what? I call them steam fries instead of stir fries, okay? If you get a little bit of that garlic going in some oil, it's aromatic. It starts to get that flavor, the taste, the smell. It gets your digestive juices going. Then you put those great greens on top, mix it in, and you do not have to hate your vegetables anymore. It's the thing that could make even a simple salad dressing so lovely without all the extra fat. It's aromatic, so it adds that flavor. So garlic is definitely top of my list, too.
Rock on. Keep going.
All right. Nuts. Almonds in particular, or I would say seeds too, pumpkin seeds. Why? They are full of nutrients. They are full of vitamins. They are full of fiber and good fats, and they are convenient. A lot of times in our society, we get grab and go. We go way too long without eating. Our blood sugar drops. Our adrenal glands have to go, oh, crap, she's thinking, and your brain requires blood glucose to think. So it's an alarm for your body. The adrenal glands have to work overboard, you know, as if they aren't already, to tell your brain, to tell your liver, to kick out glycogen, which is your stored blood glucose, right? And so nuts are such a great thing. Good fat, good protein, great nutrients, very convenient. Have them around for sure.
I like all those so far together. I like kale and garlic and greens and almonds all together in a salad or a sauté or tossed into pasta. Keep going, my dear.
All right. So another thing, because when, you know, I always, when I'm working with people, there's dietary recommendations. They're just, most of the time it always is, because we want to live food as medicine. And we want people to be able to enjoy their palate and certainly enjoy all the lovely benefits we have of our modern-day society and our agricultural advances. But for the most part, if we're working on a health issue, we've got to get those good whole foods in that are not refined, that are not processed. And a lot of times I get pushback because of taste, you know, or for decreasing fat, we're working on cardiovascular issues, what have you. Herbs, fresh herbs. It is unbelievable. I mean, rosemary, cooking rosemary, basil. And these are simple things that you can actually even grow at home. You add sage to eggs, cilantro and guacamole, anything, those herbs, those fresh herbs to have on hand. Once again, I'll tell you, we're talking about grocery list. If you're choosing to live this way and eat this way, you got to work it into your schedule that you fly by that farmer's market or your produce section more than once every 2 weeks with your Costco trip, okay? They're not going to be there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely. These are things that you want fresh, and you want, you know, like they do in Europe, right, Doctor? I mean, they buy these things. They don't buy them frozen. They don't buy them canned.
No.
They buy these things every day. They buy them every couple of days. They keep going out for fresh garlic, fresh herbs, fresh greens, because greens don't last that long. Now, you know, one of the things that I noticed on your list is a glass water bottle. I'm going through this right now. My daughter going to camp, bringing her water bottle back and forth. Stainless steel seems to be what you find most, and glass is heavy.
Yeah. But you know what? I've been around the water conversation for a long, long time, and I've tried many things for myself. I know we don't have time to pull through the research, but I got to tell you, a good glass water bottle is the thing to have. You can get the ones that are protected with the plastic coating, so if you're like me, moving pretty fast all the time and takes a tumble, it's not going to shatter. But I do believe it is the thing that's most sustainable. It's the thing that's healthiest. It's the thing where you can refill from a water source that you're familiar with and that you have. Staying hydrated, number one, is so important. And I think when you get, you know, when we have attachments to things, like you and I have an attachment. I have an attachment with Radio MD. We're part of the family. It's like there's an attachment. Honestly, I like people to befriend their water bottle because it's around. And then it encourages them to actually drink out of it. You know, do it together, you and your water bottle. Wasn't it Castaway? He had his ball, Wilson.
His ball. And I know exactly what you're saying, because I am attached to my glass Radio MD mug, which I use every day and all the time. And I do like glass. I only store in glass. I use glass ball jars to store everything. I hate Tupperware. So I get that. And it's just, you know, it is good. And these are advice, listeners, that you can't get anywhere else. Dr. Holly is so freaking smart. So wrap it up for us, honey. You've got about 30, 45 seconds. Wrap up your list of the 7 foods, things that you always keep on hand.
All right, you got it. Well, for Melanie, I'm going to wrap it up by saying, listeners, you got to pick your own. Make sure that you know what you want. Don't leave the store without it. But we're thinking about greens, high nutrients, garlic. We've got nuts and seeds in there. We've got a glass water bottle. And what the hell else did we talk about? Excuse me, what the heck else did we talk about?
Herbs, lemons,
and garlic,
almonds.
Yes, and herbs, and fresh
garlic.
Herbs. Do it. Do it for you. And be frequent flyers at your produce section.
And that's the kind of energy you get when you leave the grocery store with all of these. Boy, if you can have the energy of Dr. Holly, then you are just rocking to the moon here. Glass water bottles, important herbs, greens, use it all. Make those colors. Shop for all of it and shop fresh. That's what's so important. Thanks so much to Dr. Holly. We love her here at Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening. Stay motivated, stay tuned, and stay well.